Hello and welcome to The Music and the Movies, a program that looks at and listens to the sweet spot where music and movies intersect. In this hour, we ponder the special alchemy that happens when sound meets image, where music lovers and cinephiles come together. We explore a different theme in each episode, arranged around an idea or a person, and we delve into why some of our favorite movie moments are also musical ones. My name is Robert Horton. I'm a movie critic and historian and a member of the National Society of Film Critics. I'll play some music and talk about it in an attempt to get to the bottom of a lifelong fascination with why film is so especially intoxicating when music is involved. And at the end of each show, I'll round things off with the trailer, a particular cut that either didn't fit into the overall flow or has some special meaning to me or just so weird it deserves its own spot. So join us, won't you, for The Music and the Movies. Today's episode, 21st Century Composers Who Are Not Men. Yeah, in this episode, we're going to look at some of the most interesting people doing soundtrack composing in the 21st century. With one connecting thread, they are not male. Among the many gender disparities in the world of movie making, the relatively small percentage of women as film composers is one of the least excusable. The overly male domination of the ranks of soundtrack composers is a lousy legacy that has started to improve in recent years. So I've picked out a few notables, some of whom are really right at the beginning of what sound like major careers. And at the end of the show, we've got a very brief but quite goofy cut for the trailer. When I first thought of this show, I thought maybe I would save Mika Levy for the end, partly because I did not want to scare anybody off right away. And if you've seen Under the Skin, maybe you know what I mean. But you know what? Forget it. I'm going to lead with Mika Levy anyway, an exciting composer who has already crafted some distinctive and varied musical scores in less than a decade of work for the movies. Mika Levy is sometimes known under the stage name Mikachu, born into a musical family in England in 1987, and seems to have become adept at classical, at punk, at experimental music from an early age. I should say that in the end of 2020, Mika Levy identified as non-binary, so we are going to be careful with pronouns here and be respectful of that. And this is why our title refers to composers who are not men. Although actually, I kind of like that now. I think it has a good ring to it. Anyway, Levy was chosen by the director Jonathan Glazer to score the 2013 film Under the Skin. This is a haunting story, I think it's fair to say, about an otherworldly visitor played by Scarlett Johansson who does sinister things to the men that she picks up. The music that accompanies these sequences of seduction and death is truly unsettling, as you are about to hear. If you happen to be right now sitting in a dark room, you might want to turn on the lights, maybe get a blanket to hold on to, I don't know. This is a cue called Lipstick to Void. It's music by Mika Levy from Under the Skin. Thank you. Well, I did warn you. That's music from Under the Skin, composed by Mika Levy. I remember seeing the film at an early press screening and hearing that music. And you know, sometimes you're not supposed to notice music in a movie. That is part of the point. But this you noticed, you know, and aside from wanting to curl up in a ball to protect myself, I also really wanted to know who was creating this incredibly sinister soundtrack. A soundtrack so original, it garnered the composer immediate attention and more work. And one of the next films Levy did was for another notable international filmmaker, the Chilean director Pablo Larraín, for his intimate look at the widowhood of a president's wife. This was the 2016 film Jackie, Natalie Portman as Jacqueline Kennedy. And for this film about the private yet public face of disorientation and grief, Mika Levy creates a series of off-kilter musical cues, including this one. It's titled Vanity, which, as you'll hear, is an atmospheric series of chords that are joined by an unexpected flute melody that seems to suggest some level of disassociation. Music from the film Jackie, composed by Mika Levy. Still less than a decade into a film composing career, Levy has also scored two very offbeat but memorable films, Monos and Marjorie Prime. Those two movies could not be more different from each other. And also did the 2021 release Zola, which I have not seen yet. But if it's like Levy's previous films, it will be at least as arresting to listen to as it is to watch. Well, just to carry over this somewhat experimental spirit a little bit, let us note the contributions of Hildur Guðnadóttir, the Icelandic composer. We talked about her and played some of her music in a previous episode about new Nordic composers in movies, but she very much deserves to be mentioned here. And In fact, when we did that previous show, I kind of ran out of time at the end to share a particular piece. In some ways, it may be the best-known piece from her score for Joker, that blockbuster comic book extravaganza that won her an Oscar for her music. And we'll just share this one bit. It sounds as though Gudmund Otir's music had a strong influence on at least one part of the movie. There's this one scene, and the lead actor and the director were stuck for inspiration. The director, Todd Phillips, decided to play a piece of music, Gudmund Otir's music, on the set, and allowed Joaquin Phoenix to improvise a dance. Just an actor responding to the music and letting go and shooting it. So let's listen to that piece from Joker. It's a cue called Bathroom Dance. And maybe ponder the way music not only underscores a scene and an actor's uncanny, often thrilling performance in this case, but even inspired it. Music from Joker, composed by Hildur Gudnadottir, who is apparently going to be a regular on this show. And this show is called The Music and the Movies. I'm Robert Horton. We're listening to soundtrack music from 21st century film composers who are not men. One more brief selection from Gudnadottir, this time from Sicario, Day of the Soldado, where she crafts a very aggressive score that suits the action. Also, I think it pays homage to the sound of her Icelandic colleague, sometimes collaborator, Johan Johansson, who did the first Sicario film and who died at age 48 shortly before the sequel came along. This is a cue called The Rescue. That's music from Sicario, Day of the Soldado, composed by Hildur Gudnadottir. Okay, let's get out of this dark vein here for at least a moment. do a 180 with our next selection. Although we are returning to the world of the comic book, albeit with a somewhat more admirable character than the Joker. When the giant corporate gears of Marvel Disney turned to Captain Marvel for a 2019 outing, they opted for a female version of the character, played by Brie Larson, and they also turned to a female composer. This was Pinar Toprak, born in Istanbul in 1980. She'd worked in movies and TV for some years, and as well as the world of video games, such as Fortnite, which I understand is a big thing, when she was tapped to provide the bigger-than-life music for Captain Marvel. And she certainly delivered, as you will hear in this title track. It's music by Pinar Toprak from Captain Marvel. The Marvel series has been finally enlisting more frontline female talent for their movies. We might mention the composer Natalie Holt, who has joined the Marvel payroll with her music for the TV series Loki. Okay, let's take a listen to a couple of African-American composers who have recently joined the ranks of soundtrack makers. Tamar Kali is a Brooklyn-born singer-songwriter who seems to be like some of her other contemporaries here, extremely versatile in the range of her interests and influences. The director Dee Reese tapped her for composing duties on the 2017 film Mudbound, very strong film, about sharecroppers in the Mississippi Delta in the mid-20th century. This cue is titled Back on the Farm, and it's a very sophisticated piece, I think, for a first-time film composer. Music from Mudbound. Thank you. That's from the soundtrack of Mudbound by Tamar Kali. I played some music from Tamar Kali from the film Shirley, one of our previous shows where we were highlighting some of the best music of the films of 2020. That's a fictionalized study of the author Shirley Jackson. It's not a movie I liked all that much, except for the central performance by Elizabeth Moss and the music. So here's another one of Tamar Kali's cues from that movie. This one's called The Death of Little Wifey. Makes sense in the context of the movie. And we'll note that it goes from sort of sounding like the kind of avant-garde music that hip academics of the late 40s might be into. That is the movie's milieu. But then it shifts into a gear that suggests the changes going on at the end of the film for one of its main characters. Music from Shirley, composed by Tamar Kali. So yeah, you put that next to the Mudbound cue that we previously listened to, and I think you get an idea of the range of this composer. And before we move on, let's note that she also wrote the music for the moody Me Too indie, The Assistant, very interesting film from 2019, and appears to be moving into what promises to be a fascinating career. I said we were going to hear from two African-American composers, and the other is Catherine Bostick, who wrote for the stage, the concert hall, for short films and documentaries before she scored Ava DuVernay's 2012 film, Middle of Nowhere. She also did the music for a feature documentary on Toni Morrison that came out in 2019. And for our listening purposes, she did the music for a very stark drama, Clemency, also from 2019, a movie with the always great Alfred Woodard, as a prison warden overseeing Death Row. This cue is titled Within These Walls, uses some effects to create the anxiety and tension that course through the movie. Thank you. That's music from Clemency, composed by Catherine Bostick. You are listening to The Music and the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, listening today to 21st century film composers who are not men. Let us turn to a couple of British composers next. Anne Dudley, born in England in 1956, has had a busy career as a concert composer, a pop producer, one of the founding members of the Art of Noise, if you remember that synth-heavy 80s ensemble. In fact, she's getting kind of grandfathered into our subject today, if you will pardon the patriarchal language under these circumstances. Having already won an Oscar way back in 1998 for writing music for The Full Monty, but she's still doing very interesting work in the 21st century, and to prove that, we will play a track from her music for Elle, that's E-L-L-E, the very provocative 2016 thriller by Paul Verhoeven. We should also assign co-authorship, I think, to Isabelle Huppert, stars in that movie. She just really completely owns it. This is a cue called In Control, which I think sums up some of the Hitchcockian nature of this movie. This is music from Elle. That suspenseful music is from the very provocative movie Elle, composed by Anne Dudley. Movie I don't think entirely pulled off the very tricky balancing act it was attempting, but very intriguing nonetheless. Director Verhoeven and composer Dudley have collaborated again on Benedetta, a film about same-sex love in a 17th century nunnery. So, you know, par for the course for the director of Basic Instinct. Now, another English composer of recent note is Isabel Waller-Bridge, born in 1984, a classically trained composer who's written for stage, TV, most recently movies. Her TV work includes the soundtrack to the series Fleabag, which is written by and starring her sister, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. We talked about Isabel Waller-Bridge's work when we surveyed some of the best scores of 2020, which included her music from Emma, the Jane Austen adaptation starring Anya Taylor-Joy, which Waller-Bridge composed in collaboration with David Schweitzer. Let's give a listen to a couple of cues from that delightful score. The first is titled Mr. Knightley, referring to the character played by Johnny Flynn in the film. And the second one has the splendid title, You Must Sample the Tart, a brief piece that contains the film's main theme. Thank you. That's music from the 2020 release Emma, composed by Isabel Wallerbridge and David Schweitzer. By the way, footnote here, the previous film version of Emma, you know, the one with Gwyneth Paltrow from the 1990s, also had a score by a female composer, and that one won an Oscar for Rachel Portman's music. Now, Isabel Wallerbridge also did a film in 2018, her first feature film work, Vita and Virginia, the story of the charged romance between Virginia Woolf and Vita Sackville West. Pretty underwhelming movie, in my opinion, but an interesting use of very modern-sounding music to underscore a period piece. Wallerbridge said she did this to emphasize that the issues in the film are meant to be taken as modern and of the moment. Here's a sample of that score. This is from the end credits music. It sort of gives the flavor of the electronic score meeting a more traditional string arrangement. This is music from Vita and Virginia. That's music from Vita and Virginia, composed by Isabel Wallerbridge, who said that one of her musical takeoff points for the score was the heartbeat of the actress Elizabeth Debicki, who is terrific in the movie as Virginia Woolf, which was inadvertently, I think, recorded by a body microphone, but then sort of kept and used in the mix of Wallerbridge's music. We're going to turn to Scotland now, because that is where Anna Meredith, born in 1978, was raised. She's someone who has mixed electronic and orchestral sounds, including a concerto for beatboxer and orchestra, and who has just recently begun to dabble in film scoring. She provided the music for the 2018 film Eighth Grade, which I thought was a really impressive surprise. Not at all formulaic story about an eighth grade girl. It was written and directed by the comedian Bo Burnham. Here are two pieces from Anna Meredith's largely electronic score. The first is called MIDI. Now, I'm guessing that I'm an amateur here, but I think that title refers to musical instrument digital interface. The second is a reprise of one of the film's main themes, meaning both musical and narrative in this case, How to Be Confident for Real. Thank you. That's two selections there from the incidental music for eighth grade, composed by Anna Meredith. Movie full of wonderful observations and some very well-executed swings between comedy and drama. We may hear a little bit more of that before the end of our show here, which is, by the way, The Music and the Movies, with your host, Robert Horton, that's me, listening to 21st century film composers who are not men. Parts of one of Anna Meredith's concert pieces were used in the 2018 film The Favorite, the wild and zany A Tale of Court Intrigue. That's the movie that won an Oscar for Olivia Colman. And the piece sampled for that film is overall called Songs for the M8, composed of different movements. And here is movement 5 from that work. And as you will hear, it really fits the fractured, perverse world of The Favorite. That's called movement number 5 from Songs for the M8. That's concert music by Anna Meredith, used in the soundtrack for the, I would say weird even by his standards, Yorgos Lanthimos film, The Favorite. Another composer with a very limited filmography but impressive credentials already is the Kuwaiti artist Fatima Al-Qadiri, born in 1981 and based in the U.S. now, who works with digital tools to create her soundscapes. She made her debut as a film composer in 2019 with Atlantiques, a dreamy, very impressionistic film, also a directorial debut for Amati Diop, another female filmmaker. It's about a young woman in Senegal whose lover goes off on a dangerous sea journey in search of work elsewhere. And Fatima Al-Qadiri's music ties these passages together. We'll hear a little bit of how that works in a cue called Boys in the Mirror. Thank you. Music from the 2019 film Atlantiques, composed by Fatima Al-Qadiri, who, though Kuwaiti, was coincidentally born in Dakar, Senegal, the film's setting, where her father was stationed on a diplomatic post. In my review of the movie, I said, this film absolutely has something to say about the haves and have-nots, about the ecosystem of immigration, but it's also a dream. Atlantiques makes you feel like a sleepwalker, bearing witness to a series of everyday marvels with eyes wide shut. Now let's look at a Canadian composer, Leslie Barber, born in Toronto in 1962, yet another classically educated musician turned film scorer. She's worked with a lot of female directors, actually, including her former partner, Patricia Rosema, notable Canadian filmmaker, on their Jane Austen film, Mansfield Park, and a couple of projects with Kenneth Lonergan, including You Can Count on Me and Manchester by the Sea. We'll hear a little of the soundtrack from the latter film, A Story Steeped in Grief, which Barber's music captures in effectively restrained fashion. The name of that cue is Manchester by the Sea, Strings Reprise. It's from the soundtrack of that fine 2016 film and composed by Leslie Barber. We're going to hear one more little thing from her as we get right at the end of our show, but I want to fit in one more name here, and that is Heather McIntosh, who, like many of the people on our show already, toured, wore a lot of different hats as a musician. She toured as an instrumentalist early in the century with Gnarls Barkley and Lil Wayne, not at the same time, and came to my attention the first time via the film Compliance from 2012, extremely creepy exercise on the subject of how far some people will go when they're following orders from presumed authority. Here's the main theme from that film, and I think it suggests some of the out-of-whack vibe of the movie's suspense. Thank you. music from Compliance, composed by Heather McIntosh. She did another film with that film's director, Craig Zobel, post-apocalyptic number called Z for Zachariah. Also did some music for The Art of Self-Defense, a very funny black comedy, Sleeper. Okay, well, there's the trailer, and that indicates that we're just about finished here. And we have our briefest trailer ever. This is just about 35 seconds of a music cue from Leslie Barber. We talked about earlier, the composer of Manchester by the Sea. For a comedy film that couldn't be much different from that somber project, she also scored Late Night, 2019 comedy, starring Mindy Kaling, also wrote the screenplay, as a young writer, snagging a rare slot as a woman on the otherwise macho writing staff of a late night talk show host played by Emma Thompson. And what we're going to play here is the little talk show flourish, you know, from the studio band. This is a cue titled, That's Our Show, Everybody. And if you grew up with Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, this will sound like a very clever pastiche. That's just a short cue from Late Night, a faux late night talk show band cue, very, very cleverly composed by Leslie Barber. That piece is called That's Our Show, Everybody, which is an appropriate way for us to wrap it up here. We're going to go out with more music by Anna Meredith from Eighth Grade. This time a rather startling piece called Nautilus, which you are hearing right now. I hope you've enjoyed this necessarily incomplete, but I hope wide-ranging look at film composers of the 21st century who are not men. I'm Robert Horton. Thank you for listening to The Music and the Movies.